I'm Pat Lencioni here with Chris Stefanik, and here's your 3-minute reset. Today, I'm thinking about the concept of the words, that's not good enough, which is sometimes something we need to say to others, and we need to hear it from others. And it rests within the concept of accountability in the workplace and in life. And yet, those might be the hardest 4 words to say to a person, because we feel like it's judgmental. But when you're in relationship with somebody on a team and you have a common mission and you're trying to accomplish something that matters and somebody is not holding up their end of the bargain, it's actually an act of love in truth to say to them, hey, that's not good enough. Now, the way we say it matters, yes. But if we're afraid and worried about saying it, and this happens so often in the world of work and in life in general, that we leave people where they are, and then they get surprised later when they find out that people are disappointed in their performance. So sometimes I think we need to say, can I turn to somebody in love and say, Chris, that's not good enough. I need more from you. We need more from you, and we know you can do it. So how are we going to go about that?
And it is judgmental insofar as it's a judgment call. And people shy away from that because that has all sorts of baggage attached to it. But if you are in any position of authority, from boss to parent, out of love, that's a judgment call you have to make and get comfortable making. You know, because part of your vocation as a person in leadership in any capacity is to bring the excellence out of other people around you. So lean into that. Get uncomfortable. Step into that uncomfortable space and lead in that way. And when you don't, you're doing them a great injustice, frankly.
Exactly. And here's the thing. You might wonder, like, well, maybe I'm wrong. Well, if they say to you, oh, you don't think it's good, let me explain to you what I'm doing, and you go, oh my gosh, I was wrong. It's a beautiful thing to say, oh, it looked like you weren't doing good enough. Now that you explained it to me, I'm sorry, I stand corrected. People are going to be fine with that. In fact, That's getting to a better understanding. But if we're not willing to say it, we will never discover that, and we will never get to the truth. In fact, we will then deal with that person with resentment that never gets communicated, and then bad things happen. So let's all say to ourselves, yes, I can say to somebody in love, that's not good enough, and allow them to grow, to improve, or maybe to explain that my perception was wrong. Whatever it is, something good will come out of that if we do it in humility and a desire for the truth.
Right. And the worst nightmare as an employee is to have a boss who doesn't tell you what he's thinking, but just starts harboring hidden resentment, right? And I've had to come as a boss to accept that I have to fear that happening to me more than the uncomfortable conversations. And picking that one fear over the other really is a big motivator. So let's pray. Lord, help us to always speak the truth in love, because the truth glorifies you and the truth protects and helps love to thrive and excellence to thrive. Amen.
Amen.